Hello and welcome to a special Inauguration Day report on Annenberg Radio News. Today is Tuesday, January 20th, 2009. I'm Jean-Luc Renaud. Just a few hours ago in Washington, D.C., Barack Obama was sworn in as the 44th President of the United States of America. An estimated 2 million people were in attendance, including ARN's own Richie Duchon, who joins us now. Richie, can you tell me where you are right now?
Jean-Luc, I am on my way to where I've been staying in Washington this week in the historically black U Street corridor, where the mood has been festive all weekend long, and folks have been celebrating and partying, and I imagine much of that will continue this afternoon and into the evening.
So can you let us know where you were for the actual ceremony and the address?
Absolutely, yeah. I was just east of the Washington Monument on a slight incline, so I had a great view of a nice big crowd, a view of the Capitol, and a view of the Jumbotrons that most folks were looking at as they followed the swearing-in ceremony. There were a sea of people, and you know, unlike some of the areas closer to the Capitol, we had a little bit of room to move around, so people were dancing. It was a festive mood throughout the entire day.
Now, estimates have, you know, about 2 million people being there. Would you say that's a pretty accurate judgment?
Yeah, it's certainly hard to judge, but from people that I spoke with and people that I know here in Washington, the crowds moving throughout the city were just unprecedented, just seas of people, and the way the streets were blocked off, we were all sort of herded into the same area, so there was a lot of converging of massive crowds, and just seas of people everywhere you look, both before, during, and after the inauguration. I'm sure they'll judge this somewhere between at least 1.5 million and 2 million people.
Now, that probably made it pretty hard to get around the city. I mean, what was the public transportation like?
I took buses on a couple occasions throughout the weekend, and we certainly did not take the bus today. We looked, they were streaming from the outskirts of the city into downtown towards the mall, and every single one of them looked absolutely packed. News reports on the local news this morning were showing metro stops in Alexandria, Virginia, and elsewhere outside of the city, just absolutely packed. Parking lots were full, and lines to get on the subways and the metros were very long from the looks of some local news reports. And buses right near the mall were just backing up, and people were streaming off of buses. So from all accounts that I could pick up, things were functioning smoothly. There were plenty of buses for people. They were just very crowded.
So for you and all those people who actually did make it there to see it happen, I mean, I know Barack Obama touched on a lot of topics, the economy, there was the war, and, you know, talked a lot about personal responsibility. What things that he said really got a large response from the crowd, either positive or negative?
Well, I think he began his inaugural address by really framing what's ahead of the country. He mentioned it facing clouds and storms, and I saw a lot of people sort of nodding at that, really embracing that idea that we do have a big challenge ahead of us. I think he spoke on several occasions about accountability and responsibility, and that's going to be a big part of what our country is going to need to get over these hurdles, the economy and the two wars we are engaged in right now. And I noticed a lot of people really taking to that, cheering, in fact, about taking on that responsibility to get their finances in order, to hold their government accountable, those kinds of things. And perhaps one of the biggest responses I noticed was when he talked about reaching out to the rest of the world peacefully, with an open hand. He talked about reaching out with an open hand to those willing to open their fists, speaking directly to you know, potential enemies out there, but to say, hey, we're willing to work with you, you know, if we can do this in a diplomatic, peaceful way. And I think, unlike the last 8 years where we've gotten into two wars, that was a refreshing message for the crowd, and it got a lot of response, a lot of cheers.
And of course, this is being pegged as a historic moment. But you know, from what you could see there, did it feel historic? Did the crowd, you know, did it seem like something really, really special was happening today?
Absolutely. You could just see in people's eyes, their smiles and their body language, and the embraces. People were just hugging all throughout, you know, just at all moments before, mostly to stay warm, but during the speeches, when he would say something that people were that spoke to them, and certainly afterward, it was just cheering and hugging and embracing. Definitely lots of tears, as we saw on election night. You could just see in people's faces that they were very moved by this transition of power and having the first African American president sworn in. It was a moving scene.
Great. So where are you headed next today?
This afternoon, I'll be heading back again to the U Street corridor, where festivities will presumably be continuing, and I'll be talking to people on the street. I'm going to catch up with a group of Angelenos, actually. There's four women who traveled here from Los Angeles, and they opened up a little pop-up shop of called Everything Obama, and they've been selling merchandise all week long, and they were down on the mall, and they've got their store up and running, so I want to check back with them and see how they've been enjoying the festivities and how their business has been faring. By what I can tell, merchandise has been going no matter where you're located. Specifically in this area, again, in this U Street corridor, there's lots of people out and about. There have been drum lines and music on the streets, and it's just been a real festive attitude, festive atmosphere.
So festivities, business, and the weather, all brisk today. So, Richie, thanks so much for joining us. Maybe we can check in with you maybe in a couple hours and see how everything is. But thank you very much, and stay warm, okay?
Thank you, Jean-Luc.
All right. Thanks, Richie. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was ARN's Richie Duchon reporting live from Washington, D.C. For all of us at Annenberg Radio News, I'm Jean-Luc Renaud.